With WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. Burlington is moving its corporate headquarters and 2,000 jobs to Philadelphia's Schuylkill Yards from its longtime home in South Jersey. You may remember it as
Burlington Coat Factory, we're more than great coats.
Governor Josh Shapiro announced the move this morning.
Burlington has been based in New Jersey for over 54 years, and this represents one of the largest corporate relocations ever in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and ever in Philadelphia.
Burlington will spend $370 million on the relocation and is getting more than $37 million in city and state incentives. The purveyor of More Than Great Coats will become the third Fortune 500 company based in Philly and the 20th in Pennsylvania. An arrest has been made in connection with the attempted burglary at the home of Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. WHYY's Corey Sharper has more.
The Montgomery County District Attorney's Office announced Wednesday that 24-year-old Jabir Parker of Philadelphia has been arrested in connection with the crime. Parker faces multiple felony charges, including burglary, conspiracy to burglarize, criminal trespass, and other related offenses. According to our news partner 6ABC, Parker allegedly broke into Barkley's home in Chester County during the early morning hours of July 18th. Investigators say Barkley and his family were inside the home at the time of the burglary, but no one was hurt. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Well, after storms overnight, we are enjoying a sunny and clear day in Philadelphia on this Thursday. 86 degrees, very warm outside, muggy as well, but refreshing to see the sunshine. We're going to continue to see it for the next couple of hours. Some clouds could move through in the latter part of the afternoon, patchy clouds overnight. Temperatures, well, we're not getting much of a cool-off late tonight. We're only getting down into the mid-70s. Looking ahead to Friday, there is a chance for some precipitation as we round out the work week and enter the long weekend. Highs tomorrow in the mid-80s.